Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Haas, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Coach Moore, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Certainly, as you go into any stadium on the road and you lose the turnover battle and defensively, you're just not able to stop the run. Those are tough to overcome, and that was the situation at Soldier Field yesterday in Chicago.
Yeah. Obviously, going into that game, anticipated, you know, turnover battle. They've won a bunch of games because of it. They've played some really good football, and we weren't able to protect it. And obviously, that was the story of the game. And obviously, they ran the ball better than us and put themselves in better positions to be successful during that game. And so, certainly, that game was not without opportunities for us, but we didn't make enough of them, and they did.
Now, Coach Moore, staying on the turnover battle, what Haas brought up. I mean, I know that's where you want to get as a team, where you're taking advantage of opportunities and you're creating those takeaways, protecting the football. I don't think this happens by chance. It was the Bears' fourth consecutive game forcing four or more turnovers. And then coming into the contest, y'all had only turned the ball over like four times the entire season. So I don't think that happens by accident. So what can you do and how can you emphasize that to the team? You know what? That you make your own takeaways or you have an opportunity to protect the football.
Yeah. Obviously, they've done a phenomenal job of it. Again, these things tend to have a little bit of a domino effect, and we got to catch that win, so to speak, from a defense perspective. And so we've had one game where we were able to create a bunch of them. We got to keep attacking the football. I think, I thought our back end, I thought there were some positive things out of our back end as far as coverage standpoint going into the game. I think we can continue to build off of that, build more confidence so these guys can attack the football. We got to create havoc around the quarterback to get these opportunities. And so, you got to put them in those passing situations and take advantage of them.
Now, Coach Moore, you could talk at any level, high school, college, professional. I think even LSU is talking about this. We've got to play well in all phases, offense, defense, special teams, complementary football. And I thought, like, what in the world's going on? It's almost halftime, and it didn't even look like we belonged on the field. I mean, we look like the JV versus the varsity, but all of a sudden, the offense gets some momentum at the end of the first half, and that was unbelievable. Talk about being explosive. We go 91 yards, five plays in 46 seconds. Rattler to Olave, 21-yard touchdown, now it's 20-7. I remember saying at halftime, well, we're going to get the ball to start the second half. How do you get within one score? How about we take the ball down and we go score? Then all of a sudden, it's 20-14. Well, guess what we did? We go 10 plays, 80 yards, and now it's 20-14. We flipped the script, but it seems like we've teased the fans, the Houdat Nation, that we get within one score, and but we're so close, but so far. And how do you talk to the team to play complimentary football? Because you look, the next time they got the ball, they were on the goal line. Now, fourth down, we forced a field goal. But we didn't like force a three and out, and they were able to get chunk plays. Where you look at like Swift, plus 17, plus 15. Luther Burton, plus 22, DJ Moore. To me, that was significant in the game. You know, we forced a three and out at the beginning of the game and they give up a touchdown. I think that had been crucial when all of a sudden now it's 20-14 and we could have forced a three and out in that realm right there. And then because they got a field goal, but now it's back to two scores and it was 23-14.
Yeah, this game has ebbs and flows. All three phases are a part of it, and I think it's important when the momentum does shift your way that you take advantage of it. And so, you know, our defense, I thought, held us in there with some three and outs early in the game, played well, kept us in it with a couple turnovers on the offensive side. They create a turnover. You know, Quincy has a phenomenal interception, and we're not able to get points out of that. And so, then the middle eight, as we call it, the end of the second quarter, you know, beginning of the third, I felt like we caught some success there. We put ourselves in good position, and then we just weren't able to finish it in the manner in which we had the opportunities to do so. And so, they made a couple plays there in that drive, got back into a two-score lead, and the turnover bug got us again.
Coach, injury-wise, tough, situation today where you have to talk about them individually. First being Eric McCoy, your starting center, and then running back Kendre Miller. Talk about the loss for McCoy, bicep, and for Kendre, ACL.
Yeah, two players that felt like were having very successful seasons. Certainly Eric's a leader of this team for a reason. He's been really successful for a long time, and so that's going to take that whole group working together to rally together and find the way to still be successful up there. And Kendre, I thought, was coming along in a really positive fashion. Even the play that he gets hurt, you know, I thought it was a really impressive physical run. And so, there's other guys that are going to have opportunities as a result of this. Those guys obviously will be missed, but, it's an opportunity for someone to take advantage of this. And so we're excited about that opportunity as well.
You know, Coach Moore, I looked at this. Cesar Ruiz obviously played center at Michigan, but I don't think you want to put him at center, considering then you have a new right guard and a new center, where if you keep him at right guard, then you're just changing the center position. And the question I have, I look at backup center Luke Fortner, who ended up coming in the game against the Bears. And we all know, we watch preseason. I think it was definitely a feel-good story in Simpkins. I mean, do you let him compete, or do you go with the veteran guy and let Simpkins back up? And do you go with Luke Fortner? I want you to explain that. And then I'm looking at Kendre Miller. Man, it's just a shame. But he had a nice 7-yard run. He has the knee injury. But he's battled injuries throughout his NFL career, where he's missed like 20 of his first 34 games. But this is a great opportunity to Devin Neal. Okay, you drafted, like, for instance, I can't even pronounce that cat's name. Monagal, Gall, whatever. From Rutgers, he gets 81 yards, averages 6.2. He was a 7-round draft pick. Look where we drafted Devin Neal. I think it's a great opportunity for him to be the guy along with Alvin Kamara. Just comment on that center position and running back position and the opportunities come about because of the injuries.
Yeah, starting with the O-line, really got probably a 24-hour window here to make a decision as far as how we want to approach this. We have a few tools as far as, you know, guys who've played center before in this league between Luke, Selly, and Caesar. We'll make that decision. I think it's important that we make that decision, by tonight, tomorrow, so that it allows us to practice and get those guys ready to go for Sunday. I think, you know, certainly those guys have been trending well. It's going to be a new combination, so we got to get those guys working together. And then as far as running backs, obviously, you know, we felt good about Devin coming into this thing. Obviously a goofy preseason with the injury, so he wasn't able to get those reps that normally you'd love a young running back to get. He played, I believe, 7 snaps in this game. There was some good in there. And we're excited about the potential for him to get more and more reps moving forward, and I think he's going to have a lot of success out there.
Just getting started. Need to take a break here. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in.
Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Mike Haas along with Bobby Hebert and Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And coach, I assume you're doing like myself for the second straight week. Your next opponent is playing on Monday Night Football. So you're on the phone with us, but I'm sure you got Tampa and Detroit on as well.
I have on my TV screen, I have their previous game. I have their current game on the other TV, and we're talking right now. So a lot of fun.
Detroit's up 7-0. We'll see how that one goes. Talk about Chris Olave. He's caught a lot of passes, but really we've talked about the yak and not really getting the explosives. And then bang, 57, 21, 14-yard touchdown. Good to see that kind of stuff, you know, especially when it came, as Bobby said, because that 91-yard drive changed really the game at that moment to get on the board before halftime.
Yeah, Chris, I thought he had a phenomenal game. I thought he played really, really well. You know, obviously he had some challenges the previous week, just with a couple drops, but he had a ton of production. And this game, he was able to kind of put it all together and made some really big-time impact plays, some contested catches down the red zone, which I thought were huge. The big play, obviously, downfield. You know, a lot of positives for him. I'm really, really happy for him, really excited for him.
You know, Coach Moore, let me tell you, the Saints fan base and the Houdat Nation, if you'd have told me this before the game, okay, what team – is going to have 40 attempts rushing and 222 yards and average 5.5 yards a carry? And what team would have 17 carries, 44 yards, average basically 2.5 yards a carry? I'd have said, well, we gashed the Bears. The Bears were giving up 156.5 yards a game, which was ranked one before last, and we get only 44 yards. I mean, I don't know, we're not breaking tackles. You look at Swift and that 1-2 punch of their running backs. What's up with that? What can you tell Coach Staley? Because that's unacceptable. That to me, right there, considering, okay, what's your strengths and weaknesses? What's your wheelhouse? And though I was totally, I would not have guessed that before the game. Man, we got gashed. We got humbled. I mean, they punched us in the mouth, and I didn't like their response. It just seemed like that should not have occurred. Now, I understand we made them look like the 1985 Bears, the monsters of the midway, when you hope you get two first downs on a defense. Why could we not run better against them, and why we couldn't stop the run?
Yeah, they ran the ball really, really well. And, you know, they created five big-time explosive runs. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to the detail of team run defense. One guy out of the gap makes a huge opportunity for the offense. The backside pursuit, the missed tackles in the box. You know, there was too many missed opportunities for us, and they ran the ball really well. And you know, that obviously told the story of the game. And on the other side, we got to run the football better. Simple as that. It's not acceptable. It's not good enough. I got to solve that problem. 17 carries for 44 yards isn't going to cut it against most teams in this league. And certainly, you know, we were not able to establish that and put ourselves in positive situations to get more rush attempts and create the explosives.
Now, Coach Moore, that's a positive note. But I witnessed this in training camp. Quincy Riley. Now, I've seen him getting beat, but he has a nose for the football. And if you looked at it, one of the lone bright spots, I'd say the least, you know, fourth-round rookie corner. He gets his first career interception But in training camp, he grabbed several interceptions. You know, like Blackman, I remember we brought him, and he made four straight practices, he got an interception. Well, I saw that in Quincy Riley, but he did that at Louisville. I think in the scouting department, he had eight interceptions in college. So that was a nice interception that Quincy Riley made. Now, we didn't take advantage of it, but that was a positive, even though you didn't win the game. But you got to be pleased the progression maybe Quincy Riley and the steps he's making.
Yeah, I thought our corners took a step this week. I thought there was a lot of positives there. Quincy obviously led the way with the interception, the 3rd-and-17 interception, reading the pattern and trusting yourself and making a jump on it. And so he's a ball guy. He's a ball production guy. He always has been. That's what's going to keep him having more and more opportunities as we progress. And so I feel like there were some positives on that back end. I mean, they had to cover for a little while. There were some plaster situations, which means we're telling them they have to stay covered because the quarterback's in the scramble drill. The play's taking longer than normal. They did a really good job of keeping those guys covered up and not giving up those explosive plays in the scramble situation, which we knew that quarterback was going to create in some situations.
Coach, what did you see on film and would you from talking with Spencer, because he's been so efficient with the football, but the three picks and the fumble, it's just been so out of character because he has been so efficient. What did you see as you watched it on tape today?
Yeah. It was an unfortunate game. Obviously, the fumble obviously is a controlled variable. You're in the pocket. You got to be able to secure it there. He knows that. And then after that, just the turnovers, the interceptions, we were just behind on one and a couple plays, the one deep, post safety is able to make a play when it's kind of late in the process and you're trying to get it over the top and we're trying to make a big play. But obviously we got to be smart, protected there, especially in that situation, and give ourselves a couple more downs to keep moving the ball because we've been moving it fairly well. Once we got that touchdown at the end of the second quarter, I felt like there was a lot of progress being made. We just got to protect the football moving forward.
Need to take another break. You are listening to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, Mike Haas, along with the Gage and Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We will be back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing First in Service, that being Tampa Bay. You are the only team in the NFL who has yet to play a division game. Tampa will be the first. They are trailing Detroit as we speak. And they have, they're 5-1. They've overcome a lot. And this is one of those teams, at least thus far, you want to have a 2-score lead if you're going to give it to Baker Mayfield late in this football game.
Yeah, they're winning football games and they're finding ways, and you got to give them a ton of credit. Turnovers, they're obviously doing an excellent job there. I think they're tied for 6. The middle 8 is where they gain a lot of ground. They've done a really good job there, which is right at the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third. And then obviously they're finishing games. They've won 4 games with essentially 2-minute drives to go win it.
Coach Moore, obviously I was ecstatic, like I said earlier, that the Saints defense forced a 3-and-out on the Bears opening drive. But after that, I don't know, it was all Chi-Town. The Bears scored in 4 of their next 5 possessions, and all of a sudden we're down 20-0, then we're chasing points. But what can you do with the team? And obviously Tampa Bay, you have to play 4 quarters and not only get off to a great start, considering where they're at right now, but a great finish, because it fits within 1 score. Baker Mayfield has been unbelievable, MVP level to finish games. But you look at the Saints, we've entered games having been outscored 65-16 in the first quarter. And then when you look at it, the Saints have been outscored in the first half 141-72. So what can you do to the team? Say, look, guys, we got to get off to a faster start and not be always chasing points. We need to set the tone. And obviously, not only set the tone, once you do that, then you got to finish, obviously, in the fourth quarter.
Yep. We got to play much better, start these games. We got to play faster. We got to have some urgency. I felt like the 3-and-out was a positive sign from our defense based off the previous few weeks of giving up some scores. And really even the second drive, I mean, they already have the ball in the red zone. I thought our guys did a nice job of creating a 3-and-out there, so forcing them to a field goal. And so I felt like, we made some steps there. We just got to play clean football early. particularly from an offense perspective, get ourselves clean operation, put ourselves in positive situations to be more successful and efficient moving forward. Because, some of the middle eight, I feel like there's been some steps there. We usually have a moment where we have some success later in the game, but we got to sustain it for four quarters. And this is the ultimate test when you play a team like Tampa Bay.
You know, Coach Moore, you play in the quarterback position. I played it at the highest level. And you got to be disruptive. And I know you'd be all for this. I know Coach Staley would. But that was an outstanding sack. That's how you collapse the pocket. Brian Brzee, Chase Young, they each were credited with a half a sack. Chase Young, you know, getting back into the swing of things, he had a half a sack. He had three quarterback hurries. He had two passes defended. Boy, if he could have lucked out, maybe got one of those interceptions. But you could see his instincts on those passes defended. But, you know, that was an outstanding play, as good as it gets in the league. But you got to do that at least three or four times a game. I think you'd agree with that.
Yeah, no question. I think, coverage standpoint, I thought there were some positives. We got to get to the quarterback. We got to stop the run. Do a better job there to put ourselves in passing situations, and then take advantage of the opportunity and create some pass rush and whatever we means necessary to create that. We got to be ready to rock and roll.
And Coach, we talked about this after the Buffalo game about kind of defensive tackling, and about not everybody just banging at the football, swarm to it, tackle the guy, and then kind of try to punch it out. And certainly, again, I'm not saying it was because, but following game against the Giants, tackling much better, got the turnovers. Felt similar a little bit yesterday, guys getting more yards after first contact. I mean, that be an emphasis again this week. You know, let's tackle the guy first and then try to bang it out.
Yeah, no question. We had some missed tackle opportunities. They did a good job around the football. We had some one-on-ones, and they were able to make more plays than we were. And so the missed tackles led to some explosive plays.
You know, Coach Moore, one thing we have gotten better, and I know you probably addressed the team with this, is penalties. Now, obviously, you don't want any penalties, and it doesn't matter when a penalty occurs. But they had 10 penalties, 92 yards. That's like giving up a touchdown. We had 5 for 30. I want you to talk about that. But I know this has to be driving you crazy as an offensive coach. When the season is all said and done, we can't be 30-some percent on third down. No, that's not winning football. You're not going to dictate the ebb and flow of a game. And then I think time of possession is almost 13 minutes more. I mean, somehow I know you're telling the offense in those meetings that we got to move the chains on third down. I'm not saying you got to be over 50%, but you can't be hovering around 30% in that regard.
Yeah, no, you hit it really well. I think we got to convert some third downs, simple as that. We had some third and shorts we weren't able to convert in this game. That obviously had a huge impact on this game. And then some of these deeper third downs, the third and seven plusers, obviously, the percentage is a little bit lower from an offense perspective, but we're way too low. We got to convert some of those. We got to give ourselves some opportunities. They're challenging downs, but they're awesome downs to convert. And when you convert those, big plays come because of it.
Coach, when you talk about a disruptor, and sometimes stats don't necessarily follow, but Bobby talked about the half a sack. He had a couple of passes batted down. Chase Young is such a disruptive force, and you got to feel like he's close to either making an interception or just really having a multiple sack game because he's doing what he needs to do. He's disrupting that other offense.
Yeah, we had some close ops between the combination of getting his hand on a couple balls and some batted ball opportunities and then some obviously in the rush game. And so we got to capitalize on a few of these opportunities, and I think we're close. And obviously, when that does happen, we're going to see some really good positive outcomes because of it.
Well, Coach, it begins with Tampa, the first game in the NFC South for you. You can go back to full attention of their last game and their game with Detroit. They're on a commercial break, still down 7-0, go Lions. And we will talk to you next week after hopefully a big victory over Tampa Bay.
Thanks, guys.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.